Welcome back. Good to have you listening here this Sunday. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to Erin, one of your patients, who you've seen for some time. And what did she kind of bring to you when she came in the door?
Yeah, I first met her about 5 years ago. Don't see her all that often now, about 3-4 times a year. But she had been living with problems, even though Erin is really a young lady.
Yes.
She had been living with problems for years. And they weren't going away. And they were affecting her quality of life.
Now, this happens to you a lot. You have a lot of people who have come to you kind of as a last resort.
That is true. That is very often the case.
And that is because they just literally, you know, they've been living with the pain for so long and have had trouble getting rid of it.
That's right. And we don't help we don't accept everyone for care, but we help virtually everyone we do accept for care.
Well, let's talk to Erin. Erin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us what your situation was when you walked into Dr. Yardley's office. What were you suffering from, Erin?
Well, I had severe back pain from my neck all the way down. I had been in a car accident when I was about 16. It was a four-car collision about freeway speed, so it was pretty severe. And I had, at that time, gone to an osteopathic physician, and his theory was that I was young and that I would be fine. And unfortunately, I was not fine. As I started growing and developing, I started developing issues where my back would constantly pop out, my neck would. I didn't sleep very well. I was a server at a restaurant, and so every evening, I would come home and I'd lay on the floor and I'd pop my back into place because it would go out about 4 times a week. And so that's what I lived like. And I really didn't know anything different because I was so young when it happened that I just always grew up having that there. And I just learned to live with it. And that's where I was at when I walked in.
So how did you come to see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I had actually gone to a wedding expo with a friend. And she saw the chiropractor there, and she just encouraged me to go over and talk to him. And so I was very skeptical. I was like, no. And she's like, just do it. What do you have to lose? And so I went over there and met with him and talked with him and ended up coming in to Dr. Yardley's clinic. And that's how I started out.
So tell me what the process was like. Was it a difficult process? Was it gentle? Was it invasive, non-invasive? What was it like?
No, not invasive at all. In fact, when I came in there, they hardly touched me, and I thought, well, this is just really weird. Let's see if it takes.
And did it?
It did. In fact, I left, and I had to drive about 45 minutes to meet some friends. And as I was driving, I started getting kind of lightheaded, not in a dangerous way, but just I was feeling a difference in my body. And I thought, this is really weird. That guy hardly touched me. And from there on, it's just been miraculous, nothing short of miraculous, amazing, the difference in my life.
And Erin, not that you needed it, but you noticed a change in your weight in the first 7 to 8 months without changing anything, right?
I did. I lost about 20 pounds. I didn't change a thing. I didn't eat anything different. I wasn't exercising more. I just started losing the weight all of a sudden.
Your body was just metabolizing more normally. That was the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you are a number of years later, 5 years later from when you first saw Dr. Yardley. And how do you feel today?
I feel great. I feel great. I now work in an office, and when I first started coming to Dr. Yardley, I would have to put my keyboard and my mouse up on a box and so I could stand because my back and my neck would hurt so bad through the day. I'd just be rocking back and forth trying to get through the day. And now my neck hardly ever cracks. I don't wake up with pain. It's just, and the difference is incredible.
What has that meant outside of your work life? Has it changed just your everyday life?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said before, because I had grown up with that pain, I didn't really know anything different. I just learned to live with it. And when I started experiencing a change in my body where I wasn't having that pain, I started doing more things that I didn't even realize that I couldn't do before, like water sports and just working outside. I live on 9 acres, and so I'm always outside, and now I can go out and not limping around. I'm not having to stop and guard myself and they go, okay, my back, I can't do that. But now I don't think about my back at all. I just walk and do whatever I want to do. So wonderful.
And another sign that your body was now starting to function more normally was that your skin started clearing up too.
It did, yeah. I had bad acne from the time I was a teenager. And as I got into my 20s, it never really went away. It got a little better, but never fully went away. And now I don't have hardly any acne at all. I mean, occasional.
Exactly.
Amazing. Well, Erin, thank you so much for making the time to chat with us.
We appreciate it, Erin. Always a delight to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Yardley, I am just astounded by how somebody can come to you for a problem with their back and these other maladies seem to diminish dramatically.
It's the difference between disease care and health care. We're not identifying and extinguishing. We're normalizing the body's process.
That's right. Letting the body heal itself.
Exactly.
Maybe you are a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Here's what you're going to find out, because it is a tremendous change for you, but you really don't know until you've visited with them. It's non-invasive, very gentle, but you run a bunch of tests, right?
All series of metrics, yes.
Now sit tight. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. next on 770, The Truth.